It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Paula Coleman. WUOT's Truck Beat team has been traveling around the Knoxville region asking people what they want to know about health and health care and examining those issues in depth. This week, producers Matt Schaefer-Powell and Jess Mador are wrapping up Truck Beat series examining addiction in East Tennessee. Today, they bring a couple of stories about people finding their way back after losing nearly everything to addiction. Here's Matt.
A little while back, Jess and I took the Truck Beat truck to Cornerstone of Recovery in Louisville, and we introduced you to two recovering opiate addicts, Bubba Grassick and Celeste Webb.
So if three people used the needle, I would use it.
I started taking more of them and more of them.
I didn't care.
They took us on their harrowing descent into addiction.
Didn't know what was going
to
happen.
Seems to be no way out.
And finally it got to a point where I was
in jail.
Sitting in a jail cell, and I was just lost.
That's the story of their addiction. Today, both are in recovery, clean, sober, and working hard to stay that way.
What does recovery mean to me? Recovery is an act of change in my ideals and my attitudes, right?
It's definitely scary, but it's worth it.
I have to be proactive.
You constantly have to be aware.
Because I would be no good to anybody.
And you have to be able to recognize feelings.
If I didn't continue working on me.
Working on yourself.
I still have to maintain.
You have to maintain it.
My process.
On a daily basis.
And when things are going good, that's when I need to work on the most.
Constantly improving yourself.
Every day, my goal is to be a little better than I was the day before. Regardless of the bad things that happen.
Bad things happen to good people all the time.
And the hard things and the aggravations and the frustrations.
I think it's just up to us what we do with it.
Like, I know it's going to be okay.
It's an amazing thing just to be able to get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and know that you don't have to have anything to do that.
It's allowed me to be more compassionate and empathetic towards people.
I appreciate things that I'm sure most people take for granted.
The doors are open. I can be anything I want to be today.
Even something as simple as sitting at the house and watching a movie on TV and you have your family.
Just to be able to sit there and be okay with me.
That's a good day.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Research shows addicts like Bubba and Celeste face some pretty steep odds when they decide to get clean. Roughly 80% of opiate addicts in recovery will eventually relapse. For methamphetamine addicts, it's 88%. Now, experts will tell you relapse is part of recovery, and it's one of the many challenges facing people like Jason Goodman. Goodman is a longtime meth user who only recently began his journey to recovery. Jess has his story.
Jason Goodman has been off drugs for about 16 months. He spent much of that time here in Cornerstone of Recovery's industrial kitchen, prepping and serving meals to the facility's staff and patients and doing dishes.
I like to cook. I like running the dish room. I get some solace in here. I put my headphones on and it's peaceful.
That feeling of peace is a first for 40-year-old Jason. After a difficult childhood, he spent years on the move.
I was a conductor for the railroad, Norfolk Southern Railroad, out of Chattanooga. It was short-lived. It was just a couple of years before the active addiction kicked in.
This is his third attempt at getting clean.
I always like to go fast, right? So cocaine brought me here 16 years ago. 13 or 14 years ago, I found methamphetamine. That was it. 12 solid years of either using methamphetamine or being inside the walls. I'd been in about every jail in the Southeast, been through the Georgia prison system twice.
But after years of cycling into and out of the prison system, something finally clicked. Jason wanted to save himself.
Because I've been there, and it's one of the saddest things I've ever seen, is walking around on that prison yard with 60 and 70 and 80-year-old men who will never leave there. And they're me, if I use and continue to live the way I was. I didn't want to look in that mirror and realize that I was 60 inside a penitentiary.
But as his release date grew closer, Jason knew he'd need professional help staying clean on the outside. But he had no money or health insurance. In desperation, he says, he picked up a pen and wrote to Cornerstone.
I wrote letters from my jail cell just asking for the opportunity to change my life, to do the things that they asked me to do 15 years ago that I was unwilling to do. So when I walked out of that cell, they came and got me, and they brought me here and gifted me 6 months' worth of treatment here.
In his all-black uniform, his head shaved, Jason recalls what his life looked like that day.
homeless, jobless, wifeless, and a severed relationship with my children that had been that way for many, many, many years. All family connections, basically all those bridges were burnt when I got here. I literally had a Pink Floyd t-shirt, a pair of jeans, and a pair of boots. That's what I had when I got here.
So it's one for each?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for patients and staff to eat. Jason hustles between the stove and the serving line, dishing up pork loin, scalloped potatoes, and rolls.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Jason never worked in a kitchen before Cornerstone. A part-time job was part of his recovery program. Now, he's a full-time regular employee with his own apartment nearby. He's achieved what he thought was impossible. When he talks about how far he's come, he sounds like a preacher.
There is recovery from the disease of addiction, but it took work, some painstaking work, like taking a look at stuff that was painful. A lot of people want to give up the fight because they have to take a look at the things that are painful, but there's joy out the other end of it.
Jason says he knows he's still got a long way to go, so he follows the 12 steps. He's working on relationships, rebuilding trust with his teenage kids, and giving back to other struggling addicts. He dreams of one day starting his own program to help men like him reintegrate back into society after prison.
Remember, you can listen to previous episodes of Truckbeat online at WUOT.org or truckbeat.org. That's where you can also check out some of Truckbeat's web-only features, including a video about East Knoxville students who are speaking out about health and safety issues in their neighborhood. Truckbeat's also available as a podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. And finally, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thanks for listening to Truckbeat.
I'm Jess Mador.
And I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell. Truckbeat on WUOT is brought to you by Finding America, a national initiative of the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the WUOT Lauren P. Murphy Endowment Fund.